Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selba, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. In his first remarks since the Niners drafted his potential replacement, Jimmy Garoppolo says he's excited to compete with rookie Trey Lance. San Francisco trading up to draft Lance third overall, and Garoppolo, while appearing on a pair of radio interviews, praised the communication between he and general manager John Lynch ahead of the draft. Jimmy says he's embracing the situation.
I know it's going to be some competition between us, like it was with me and Tom when I got drafted to New England. But, at the end of the day, all you could ask for is the opportunity. And so once they said you'll have the opportunity to start this year and, you know, fight it out, I was all for it. I'm ready for the competition, and that's what we're here for.
I try to use my own personal experiences and just what I went through, what helped me, what challenged me as a young player. And so, I'm going to try to use those tools that help me and, try to help Trey out. It's hard to come into this league. I know how it was coming from FCS school to the NFL. It's a bit of an adjustment, the speed, whatever you want to call it. It's just different. So whatever I can do to help him, I'll be more than happy.
So Jimmy G sounds like he wants to stay with the Niners, but can we say the same for Aaron Rodgers and Packers? Well, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the reigning NFL MVP wants a new contract with the Pack, but is also seemingly unhappy with the team's front office. While appearing on WFAN Radio in New York, four-time Super Bowl champion Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw believes this reported disagreement between the two sides reflects poorly on Rodgers.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, the three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. Here's what I'd do. I wouldn't budge. Let him gripe. Let him cry. Retire. You're 38. Go ahead and retire. See you later.
Wow. Just wow. The Jets, meanwhile, are flying high after selecting Zach Wilson second overall in last week's draft. Gangrene actually picked offense with each of their first four picks in the draft. Wilson believes the organization can get moving in the right direction.
When a team isn't doing super well and you can go in there and actually be a key piece into what actually flips that organization around, I think that's so special. And so I'm so excited. This is a team game. You can go from a losing season one year to a winning season the next. You can flip it real quick. So I'm excited to get in there and help make this thing work.
Some bad news, however, for the Jets, as defensive tackle Quinnen Williams was injured during a workout. He broke a bone in his foot and will be out 8 to 10 weeks. Elsewhere, Broncos right tackle Juwan James tearing his Achilles while working out. He's expected to miss extended time, but doctors are hopeful he can play this season. Pittsburgh making Najee Harris their first round pick. He set Alabama career records for rushing touchdowns and total TDs. He's expected to bolster a Steelers offense that averaged 84 yards per game. Folks, that's the worst mark in the league last season. Hall of Famer and ex-Steelers running back Jerome Bettis, a bus, visiting the virtual breakfast table on Good Morning Football Tuesday and said he thinks the future is bright in Pittsburgh.
I was ecstatic when they made the pick. I thought that they didn't really understand or recognize the era of their ways. They kind of went away from the power running game. And I think with that pick, they realized, hey, we have got to get back to running the football. And so I think Najee was the best, was the perfect person for this opportunity.
In other news, former Chargers cornerback Casey Hayward is staying in the AFC West, signing with the Raiders on Tuesday. Las Vegas is doing everything possible to dethrone the AFC champion Chiefs. Kansas City general manager Brett Veach saying the draft strategy was simple. Don't overcomplicate things and just take the best player available.
Having a guy like Nick Bolton on the board at 58, great player, and then again at 62, Creed Humphrey. I mean, the value was just way too good. Certainly, both those players we're really excited about and very fortunate to get. Again, once the left tackle position was filled, we felt like we can stay true to the board, take the best player available, and we're trying to build continuity and build for the long haul here. And again, as I mentioned, hopefully something gets done with Orlando, so you have him under contract for a while, Joe Tooney under contract for a while, and now Creed Humphrey under contract for a while. So we really just took the best player available at every position.
Ex-Chiefs left tackle Eric Fisher has a free agent visit set with the Colts. He's recovering from a torn Achilles suffered in January's AFC title game. And make sure to join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. We provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Make sure to download it today. Well, that's it for me. I hope you have a great Wednesday, everybody. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines for NFL Network.